The Gospel of John, Chapter 1. The Word became a human. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing came to be. Whatever has come to be found life in him. Life, which for human beings was also light. Light that shines in darkness. Light that darkness could not overcome. A man came, sent by God. His name was John. He came to bear witness, as a witness to introduce the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but a witness to introduce the light. For the light was coming into the world, the true light that enlightens everyone. He was in the world, and through him the world was made. The very world that did not know him. He came to his own, yet his own people did not receive him. But to all who received him, he empowers to become children of God, for they believe in his name. These are born, but not by seed, nor carnal desire, nor by the will of man. They are born of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, fullness of truth and loving kindness. John bore witness to him openly, saying, "This is the one who comes after me, but he is already ahead of me, for he was before me. From his fullness we have all received favor upon favor. For God had given us the law through Moses, but truth and loving kindness came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. But God the only Son made him known, the one who is in and with the Father." John the Baptist presents Jesus, the Lamb of God. This was the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" John recognized the truth and did not deny it. He said, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "Then who are you? Elijah?" He answered, "I am not." They said, "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Tell us who you are, so that we can give some answer to those who sent us. How do you see yourself?" And John said, quoting the prophet Isaiah, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" Those who had been sent were Pharisees, and they put a further question to John, "Then why are you baptizing, if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. Although he comes after me, I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandal." This happened in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It is he of whom I said, 'A man comes after me who is already ahead of me, for he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing to prepare for him, so that he might be revealed in Israel." And John also gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit coming down on him like a dove from heaven and resting on him. I myself did not know him, but God, who sent me to baptize, told me, 'You will see the Spirit coming down and resting on the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' Yes, I have seen, and I declare that this is the chosen one of God." Jesus meets the first disciples. On the following day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples. As Jesus walked by, John looked at him and said, "There is the Lamb of God." On hearing this, the two disciples followed Jesus. He turned and saw them following, and he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Rabbi," which means master, "where are you staying?" Jesus said, "Come and see." So they went and saw where he stayed, and spent the rest of that day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard what John had said and followed Jesus. Early the next morning, he found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. And he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John, but you shall be called Cephas," which means rock. The next day, Jesus decided to set off for Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and the prophets as well. He is Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael replied, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said of him, "Here comes an Israelite, a true one. There is nothing false in him." Nathanael asked him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus said to him, "Before Philip called you, you were under the fig tree, and I saw you." Nathanael answered, "Master, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." But Jesus replied, "You believe because I said, 'I saw you under the fig tree'? But you will see greater things than that. Truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."